This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Vice President Joe Biden now calling for party unity after big wins in yesterday's Democratic primaries. Biden winning at least four of six primary states, Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi, and Idaho. Washington and North Dakota still too close to call, though Bernie Sanders is not giving in. He says he's looking forward to debating Biden this Sunday night.
When our vision is compared to Biden's, when we have that debate in Phoenix, I'm feeling pretty good.
That debate in Phoenix will go on as scheduled, though without the earlier planned live audience because of coronavirus concerns. Dick's Sporting Goods says it will stop selling guns at another 440 of its stores this year, building on the chain's decision after the deadly high school shooting in Parkland, Florida 2 years ago. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Updating the coronavirus story, in the United States, the confirmed case number has now exceeded 1,000, and Michigan is the latest state to report its first case, Governor Gretchen Whitmer declaring a state of emergency there. Most of the U.S. cases have been in New York State and Washington State. The latter state's governor, Jay Inslee, expected to announce a ban on all large gatherings in the Seattle area today. Harvey Weinstein to be sentenced today after being found guilty of first-degree criminal sexual act and third-degree rape. He could get nearly three decades behind bars. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones is out on bond after DWI accusations in Travis County, Texas. Deputies say Jones was pulled over early yesterday as they were responding to a family disturbance call. They claim Jones was over the legal alcohol limit, though Jones claims otherwise on his website and says he believes the case will be dropped. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A warning about a certain kind of mushroom that could be transmitting listeria. Federal health officials say 36 people in 17 states have become ill from eating enoki mushrooms. Four of those who were sickened were pregnant women. Four people have died in California, Hawaii, and New Jersey. These mushrooms have long, thin white stems and small caps and are usually sold in clusters. The batches that tested positive for listeria are imported from Korea by Sun Hong Foods in Montebello, California. Actress Rosario Dawson and her boyfriend, New Jersey's U.S. Senator Cory Booker, have different tastes in candidates, it seems. Dawson posting on Instagram that she voted for Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in the Democratic presidential primary. This after the former Democratic presidential candidate Booker dropped out of the race and endorsed Joe Biden. Dawson didn't mention Booker's endorsement when she endorsed Bernie Sanders. former New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski, ready to get into the squared circle as WWE backstage is reporting the three-time Super Bowl champ is close to signing with the pro wrestling outfit. Gronk could appear on Friday night SmackDown. He retired from pro football at the age of 29 after the 2018 season. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do. It's how we roll in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads. And my good friend Jonathan Kahn joins us. And as we like to do, we always enjoy spending time together, so much so that we've carved out another hour. Because what happens every time Jonathan and I get together, I always tell him, I go, what it is that you have to share with me about the Word of God, you chicken skin me. He kind of chuckles at that, but it is. I mean, you know, these revelations, things go, oh my God, how did he, you know, what has God deposited into him? You know, he has been the voice of, you know, we've been talking about moments and these critical moments that are coming up. And these are benchmark times, Jonathan, that we need to respond to,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, I believe we are a very critical time. And many, in many ways, times that the prophets were in, times that the apostles were, we're watching a culture turn away from its foundation, and yet we're responsible for standing for the Lord, and it is crucial. This is the time to rise, not to be intimidated.
Exactly. Well, and this, I think, you know, with all that's been happening in the culture, Donald Trump coming on the scene, and you know, as we talked about last time, and the Oracle, Trumpet, and he is all that.
Both in the paradigm and the Oracle, both Trump has a on one hand, he has a Jehu thing to America,
yes,
that he's holding back. It's not about Trump, it's about God. He's holding back. It's like a window of time that we have right now,
exactly,
where this flood is waiting to come. And so we've got this time, but it's not just so we can say, hey, you know, it didn't come yet. We are here. The time is for revival. Yes. If we don't have revival, all the political things will be undone.
Exactly.
So that is so crucial. I believe 2020, where we are right now, is a very crucial year.
Yeah, I'm looking, you know, and a lot of people are, you know, because that's what we want. We want a revival. Yeah. But before revival, repentance.
Total. After, when 9/11 came, and we all remember, everybody was flocking to churches, and it looked for a month, it was like 3 weeks, it looked like there could have been a revival. But after 3 weeks, it was over. There was no revival because there was no repentance. You cannot have revival without repentance. And that's why it's even worse in America than it was then, because we didn't turn. Without that turning, there's no revival.
And Jonathan, to me, I put that onus on the leaders of the church. Not church, because Jesus instituted the church. It is a powerful instrument when it's used the way it's intended to be utilized. They missed that opportunity to be bold and brave at a time. You know, there are certain times when boldness and courage is required, right?
Yes.
And if it's not there, we miss it.
That's right. I totally agree with you. There was not that. People were afraid, really, you know, after 9/11, you know, believers really felt, you know, this is a wake-up call for from God. Mm-hmm. Nobody wanted to say that, you know, and just it was just God bless America. God can't bless America if America doesn't bless God. And, you know, so I totally agree. Mm-hmm. And I wonder now, look at where it's been from where it was then. Look where it is now.
Exactly.
And in the culture, I'm just, pondering and praying, you know, that it may take another shaking. Maybe. But this time we can't miss it. We can't miss the revival.
Well, you know, and as you pointed out in Harbinger, in much the same way the children of Israel in Isaiah 9, as you wrote about, were defiant. America was defiant.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Ironically, the same language that was used then is now echoed. Are you kidding
the
me?
The same exact words by our leaders saying the words of the leaders of ancient Israel in their last days. Same thing, and they're not even knowing that they're doing it. You know, yes, Bill, and that's why I believe I was supposed to write the Harbinger, because it was to connect it together, that no, and what happened was all the signs were all there from the day after 9/11 when Tom Daschle spoke Isaiah 9, didn't even realize what he's doing, speaking judgment. Well, it was all there saying what was going to happen, and that's that we were defined, that this is where we are now. So I believe I was to write that to kind of connect that so that when the next thing happens, you know, that it will be connected. And also, the pattern is God gives then, after the first shaking, he gives a window of time for the nation to come back.
Right.
And right now, you know, we're at the end of at least one of the windows, which is the first term of Donald Trump. So we have to really pray as never before.
Amen. Amen. In much the same way, I keep saying, and God had revealed this to me, oh gosh, probably about 8 years ago,
mm-hmm.
is that we were coming upon a Nineveh moment.
Yes,
and I called it a Nineveh moment.
Oh, man.
That it was there, and so how are we going to respond to it? In Nineveh, we know the leaders responded.
Yes.
And because the leaders responded, the people followed.
Yes.
And there was a 100-year reprieve.
That's right, for Assyria. Yeah, yeah, it's amazing that you just said that. I had a meeting here, you know, in my room last night, and someone says, I believe this is a Nineveh moment. Use the exact same word you used. Where we're heading going. I'm led. I haven't announced this, Bill. I'm just you're because maybe this is prophetic, but. Yeah. I'm going to be announcing, we're calling for a national day of prayer and repentance.
Yes.
On the Washington Mall this year. Wow. and all around the country. And it's for that moment. So
I want to be there with you.
I will absolutely. And I'm sure we can visit back. We haven't, very soon we're going to announce it, but we can do it, talk too. I would love
right.
to. Yeah, but we're in the same thing. That's exactly it.
Yeah, I think, again, in understanding the times.
Yes.
And we know that, again, the pattern. And I think one of the things that was so important that you brought up in the Harbinger was the importance of America.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
And our relationship with Israel again.
Yes.
I think some have lost sight of that connectivity.
Yes.
And the blessings and everything that goes with it.
Yes.
And God's not over with America.
No, and you know, people don't realize, cause, and it's kind of hidden from the media. The media doesn't want to talk about it. America was founded, you know, the original people who laid the foundation of America, the Puritans, they founded America, not only to God, but also after the pattern of ancient Israel. And they said, if we follow the Lord, we'll be the most blessed people. It's happened.
Yeah.
But they said, if we turn away, the same judgments that came upon Israel will come upon us. And that's what all comes with a harbinger and onwards. So absolutely, there's a calling. There's no other nation. And I mean, there are nations that, you know, but there's no other nation that was founded solely for the glory of God.
Yeah.
It wasn't because of money, wasn't because of a tribe or a people. It was founded on that. The only other nation was Israel. So those are the two nations.
Yes.
So there's something. That's why America and Israel, there's a special relationship.
Exactly.
Which people are trying to change, by the way.
Right. Right. And again, you know, people need to re-embrace and hold on to that early vision that the Puritans, Pilgrims brought here.
Yes.
They, you know, some people talk about the founding fathers, but, you know, they're actually fast-forwarding 150 years
that's
ahead.
Right.
They're not going back to the raw roots of
that's right.
why the people from Europe decided to
that's
leave
right.
Europe and come here to the new land
because of the Lord, religious freedom.
Yes.
And the thing is that absolutely, and the reason why all these things, you're totally right, you know, that was the political founding, but the actual founding, what makes America unique, you wouldn't even have had that if you didn't have the first one, is this dedication where, you know, and you mentioned the Mayflower, the Pilgrims.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this 2020 is the 400th anniversary year. This is 400 years, very important in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Which is all coalescing in the autumn in September, which is also when we're talking about that. So yeah, all these things together. And John Winthrop is the one who said, you know, it shall be a city on the hill, you know, if we follow God. But people don't, they don't go past that to say, he spoke about what would happen if we turn away.
Exactly.
It's coming true.
Right. And people want to hold on to, as you say, the city on the hill, that light that is a magnet that still draws immigrants to this country. But we are, we're almost giving them false advertising.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. But then again, that's what Israel did. But yes, absolutely. That's why it's so crucial. We're at a real tipping point, and this year is very crucial. I totally agree.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Jonathan Kahn, New York Times best-selling author, and we're going to be talking about the Oracle again, and I'm excited to get more into depth on that. So stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez. Martinez live.
And that we are just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And our conversation with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn continues. New York Times bestselling author, leader of Hope of the World Ministry. You can go to his website, hopeoftheworld.org. Author of his latest book, Oracle, known for Harbinger. Do we dare say that there's a possibility?
We haven't announced it, okay. but
here.
Bill, you get things out of me that nobody does. But I was led for years. I've held off on this, and I believe we're at a really critical moment. And so I'm working right now, even in my room here, which will be the Harbinger 2, which has never been. So this is, and
there's so much.
Come out in September. Probably.
Yes, and with the Oracle. You know, people are still buzzing about this and the revelation of what you demonstrated to us and have written about. I mean, who would have thought Mark Twain, right?
I don't think Mark Twain would speak to Mark Twain.
How is he relevant in 2020?
Yeah, well, do you want me to?
Yes, let's go.
Well, interesting. Well, Mark Twain, first of all, he was a skeptic, like much of the culture. This guy ends up fulfilling Bible prophecy, and that is that Moses, when he gave the first end time prophecies, and he says that the God's going to scatter the Jewish people all over the world, which it all happened, it all came true. And then he says in the last days he's going to gather them back, bring them back to the land of Israel. But before that happens, something has to happen. A stranger, he says, a foreigner will come from far away, a faraway land, and will come to the land of Israel, and he'll see it's a desolate wasteland, hopeless. He'll bear witness to the world, and right after that, God is going to start restoring it. So did it ever happen? Well, it happens in 1867. A stranger comes from around the world, comes to Israel. It's Mark Twain, and he's not even famous then. Mm-hmm. And he's carrying a notepad, and he's writing down, and he's using the same exact words that Moses says he will say. Moses said he will say, no, the stranger will say, no grass grows here. Mark Twain literally says, no grass grows. I mean, it's like what you can parallel. And he has no idea. And so he does it all. He goes back home, writes a book. It's his first bestseller. It makes him famous. It's Mark Twain. And it's fulfilling biblical prophecy from Moses. And on top, it's called Innocents Abroad. And it was actually his best-selling book at the time. And on his last day, when he finishes his journey, his last full day and night in Jerusalem, he's walking the streets. It's a Sabbath. The Jewish people are opening the scrolls because there's an appointed word every Sabbath. And what is the appointed word? The stranger shall come to the land. And he shall bear witness. And Mark Twain's walking to hearing the Hebrew. He doesn't even know it's about him. One last thing about Mark Twain, and there's much more. One last thing, because God uses the unlikely as well. But, for 2,000 years, the Jewish people have been praying, Lord, bring us back to the land. And every day, they got a set prayer. It says this, Lord, hear our prayer and be merciful. Bring us back. Hear our prayer, be merciful. Mark Twain's real name wasn't Mark Twain. It was Samuel Clemens, Hebrew. Samuel means the Lord has heard, and Clemens and has been merciful from his birth.
Wow.
That's how awesome God is.
Wow. Think about that for just a moment. See, this is what I mean. You get around him, he chicken skins you. Does this.
I've never been accused of chicken skinning before.
He chicken skins me. Once again, he does this. But yes, this is how awesome the God that we serve is.
Yes, yes, yes. Every single moment, every single life. You know, it says that every day of your life was in his book when you were in your mother's womb. That's true. It's not just for Mark Twain. And throughout the Oracle, you see this thing. People are born at the exact moment. Even Donald Trump, given exact names, like in the Bible, that has to do with things. Everybody, in fact, one of the mysteries, we haven't got it, but there's this Jubilee mystery that every 50 years this prophetic event happens. But also, every 50 years, a child is born on the Jubilee year who ends up playing a key part when they turn 50 in the next Jubilee. I mean, it goes one after the other.
Exactly. Yeah. Amazing the pattern and the consistency of God. The other thing that I saw, and you and I talked about this the first time when we were talking about Mark Twain, was that it also what was coinciding, because you always have this push-pull dynamic that goes on, right?
Yes.
So you got goodness coming, you got good, and then you got evil.
You do.
Okay, That's so right. Now we have the Darwin experience coming in about
that's
that
right.
time too. Remember?
Yes. We talked probably. I think we talked after the. Yeah, absolutely. It was amazing. Yeah, you brought that up. Yes, it's also the time. By the way, at the same time is the time of the Communist Manifesto enters the world. It's absolutely Bill. I've seen that. I mean, again, when it's like the enemy is doing something, God's doing something. When God's doing something, the enemy tries to get in. Totally. And other things happen too. That we, for instance, this is all this 1 year. Everything converges. It says the stranger will come, and then all these things start happening in that year that are like mysterious events that start preparing the land for what God is going to do. I'll give you an example in the Oracle. The Bible has a sign where it says, I saw a man with a measuring line, you know, the angel, and he came to Jerusalem, and that was a sign that God was about to rebuild Jerusalem. Well, 1867, a man with a measuring line appears in the land of Israel, starts measuring Jerusalem, and his name is Charles Warren. He's a very famous guy. He measures Jerusalem in the year of Jubilee, and he accidentally stumbles on a hole in the ground that reveals biblical Jerusalem. After 2,000 years, biblical Jerusalem comes back in the year of Jubilee.
Wow.
In the same year, the Ottoman Empire, so the Muslim Empire that had the land, I mean, God's in control of even Muslim empires, you know.
Because he still holds the lease on the land.
That's right. He never gave that up.
No.
And so he ends up, the Ottoman Empire goes into debt, so they pass a new law that says we will start selling the land, including Israel, even to foreigners. All of a sudden, Jewish people start fulfilling Jeremiah, which says you'll start buying back the land. But it all happens in the same, everything converges in the same year. And right after that, the Jewish people, the trickles start coming back to the land. They start planting the desert. Is it just right after Mark Twain? You know,
yes.
All these things begin. So that's the kind of the first prophetic jubilee.
Yeah, the two strangers, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and actually Mark Twain, actually, when I looked at this, I had to look at his journal to get this. He's actually stayed at the hotel where the guy, man with the measuring line. So they were together, the two of
wow.
them, the stranger, the man, and they had no idea. You know, and the man with the measuring line, Charles Warren, goes back home. He writes a book, and he writes a prophetic book that says the land of Israel can again, God, it's going to resurrect, and millions of Jewish people are going to come back, and they're going to farm the deserts. And it's totally prophetic, but it all begins in an exact time. And that's going to set the stage that year of everything that's going to happen in the 20th century, 21st century, even to Trump, Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. It's going to all be aligned with that first year.
And it all cycles consistent with the 50-year jubilee.
Total.
Right.
You count 50 years from that day. From where's it bringing you? 1917. Anything happened that year? Well, 1917, the total prophecy. You got now, you talk about bad and good. You got a world war going on.
Yes.
And God works through that war that empires rise and empires fall. The Ottoman Empire had the land for 400 years. But it says the year of Jubilee, whoever's got your land, they got to get off. That year of Jubilee, the Ottoman Empire begins fleeing the land of Israel after 400 years. Flees the land, and God raises up the British Empire when he puts Christians in power just before the year, and they issued the Balfour Declaration, which says now the land shall be your, shall go back to you, shall go back to the Jewish people. And so the, which is the first time in 2,000 years. So they place, it says in the year of Jubilee, the land goes back to the people. So, and who does God use? General Edmund Allenby, Bible believer, has a Bible in his hand, used to liberate Jerusalem. And I'll show you how exact this is. In the book of Haggai, it gives a date, and it says on the 24th day of the ninth month, Hebrew year, everything's going to change for Jerusalem. It goes on. You can read it in Haggai. Mm-hmm. Well, what the day that they liberated Jerusalem for the Jewish people was December 6th, 1917. On the Hebrew calendar, it was the 24th day of the ninth month. All happened like clockwork. You know, and another thing, Bill, and I'm not sure if we talked
about... Don't you love this about God? Everything about God is clockwork.
Yes.
It is specific.
Yes.
I mean, there's no generality. It's no theory.
Yes.
It is exact.
Exactly. And yeah, and in the world, that's one of the things the Oracle shows, you know, but in our lives as well.
Yes.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, there's so much.
No, but really, I mean, you know, I want people to really grasp that.
Totally.
Because even when, you know, when God is meeting with Moses and giving him the exact measurements for
yes.
the temple, right?
Yes, and the same way he does that, he has exact measurements for the moments of our lives.
Right.
You know, prophecy is like that too. That's one of the amazing things about God.
Knowing the end from the beginning.
Yes.
And in that, it's not a general knowing.
No.
It is
exact.
Right.
Well, every book I've written, it's the Lord, seeing the Lord has put exact, I mean, every date, 9/11 is exact. Every single date, you know, the Shemitah is exact. Where we are right now is exact. Donald Trump's birth is exact.
Right.
I mean, it's everything.
This moment right now that Jonathan and I are talking about about this revelation and giving the glory to God is exact, ladies and gentlemen. I am Bill Martinez, 29 minutes after the top of the hour. More from Jonathan Kahn after this.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Vice President Joe Biden now calling for party unity after big wins in yesterday's Democratic primaries. Biden winning at least four of six primary states, Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi, and Idaho. Washington and North Dakota still too close to call, though Bernie Sanders is not giving in. He says he's looking forward to debating Biden this Sunday night.
When our vision is compared to Biden's, when we have that debate in Phoenix, I'm feeling pretty good.
That debate in Phoenix will go on as scheduled, though without the earlier planned live audience because of coronavirus concerns. Dick's Sporting Goods says it will stop selling guns at another 440 of its stores this year, building on the chain's decision after the deadly high school shooting in Parkland, Florida 2 years ago. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
We don't see color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez, live.
We love America, and we love all of God's people, even some that haven't realized that they're yet to be God's people, because He doesn't want anyone to perish.
Yes, such were some of us.
We're His loving, His loving creation,
that's
ladies and
right.
gentlemen.
That's right.
Hey, our conversation with Jonathan Kahn, Rabbi Kahn, continues. New York Times bestselling author, leader of Hope of the World Ministry, and we're talking about Oracle.
The Oracle.
The
yes.
Oracle. And yeah. so we've got everybody up to 1970.
Yeah, let me share one thing. I'm trying to, and there's so much, and I'm not saying this for the book, but there's so much of the book that we could we'll have to touch on. But I want to share some things that we didn't share. For instance, let me 1917. We'll move forward. But 1917, one of the guys who plays a crucial part is a guy named John Patterson. He's not Jewish. Mm-hmm. He ends up resurrecting the Israeli army after 2,000 years. He's a Christian, mm-hmm. and he ends up leading the first Jewish soldiers back to the land of Israel. Israel in the year of Jubilee, says everyone shall return. So they return as well. He's called the Godfather of the Israeli army. Now and the thing is and the thing is John Patterson was actually, then he goes on and he plays a crucial part in the rebirth of Israel. And the thing is, he ends up dying in America in 1947, the year that Israel is voted back into the world. But before he dies, he befriends a young Israeli family, and he blesses them, and he blesses their, they have a a new son, and he blessed them. They named their son after him. They, you know, he dies. The family's name is Netanyahu. And so at the end of his life, this is a guy. Now he ends up blessing this family, and from the child who's named after him is going to becomes a hero in Israel, and he actually becomes a martyr in the raid of Entebbe. Remember, he was named after this guy. But then that causes the younger brother to go into politics, who is Benjamin Netanyahu, who will be the prime minister in that year of Jubilee. It all goes, this is one guy. And John Patterson was born in 1867 when Mark Twain was coming to the land. So, I mean, this, it connects from Mark Twain to Benjamin Netanyahu in the child's birth. I mean, this is how exact it is.
Yeah. Coincidence, or do you believe in the hand of God?
You could say coincidence in like the first chapter. After that, there's no way you can go anywhere. People said, I said that, I couldn't do it anymore. No. Yeah. So now, speaking of which, for 1947, well, you know, the Theodor Herzl, he's the guy who's the visionary of Israel, and he writes in his diary, in 1897, he says, you know, today we put the vision, we laid the foundation for the Jewish state. The world would laugh at us now, but in 50 years, the whole world will know it. He writes it down. 50 years later is 1947, the year that Israel is voted back into the world. The whole world knows it. But when you look at it, I won't go into detail, but when I looked at the actual date when that resolution was drawn up, it has a date, September 3rd. Herzl's prophecy is a date, September 3rd. It takes 50 years to the day. Talk about exact times. Mm-hmm. On the day that Israel is voted back into the world, it's the Sabbath. So they open up the scrolls.
That's what I was going to ask. So what is the scripture on the Sabbath?
They open up the scrolls all over. Now listen, when they voted Israel back, they didn't know, there was no name for the Jewish state. They didn't come up with a name until just a few days before it was declared, when it was reborn 5 months later. But nobody knew. But the scripture was they're all reading it all around the world, is the return of Jacob to the land of Israel. That's the first thing. The return of Jacob. So now the children, and that's the scripture that says, and you shall be called Israel. It's about the birth of Israel. There. And so now all this stuff. Now let me tell you something. You know, we talk about appointed times and people as well. There's a present. Every time Israel has returned to the land, God has had a king raised up who's going to sanction that return. Well, God has the man, and his name is Harry Truman. And the thing is, Roosevelt was the president.
Right.
And Roosevelt, at the very end of his life, he turned against the idea of Israel coming back.
Exactly.
But just in his last term, he chooses a new running mate.
Right.
And that is Harry
his
Truman.
His third term.
His third? His right. Fourth?
Was it fourth?
Fourth. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Fourth term.
Yeah. And he chooses a guy who was, you know, this Harry Truman, he's a safe guy. Nobody really knows. So he puts him in power. 3 months later, Harry Truman becomes the most powerful man in the world. God had him at that moment. And the thing is, he's there, and he's going to be like another Cyrus. Now the thing is, he's the one, he sends word that the Jewish people, he tells the British Empire, let them go back to the land, get them out of those camps, let them go back, just like Cyrus does.
Yes.
And he does it on a Friday, which is a Sabbath, and the word that's read all around the world is the first time God says to Israel, then I shall bring you back from the nations and back to the land. Now, he's also the one that he pushes through the resolution of the UN. He's also the one, that when Israel is voted, declares, he's the one, 11 minutes later, America becomes the first nation to recognize Israel because of Harry Truman.
Yeah.
Harry Truman was raised on the Bible. Harry Truman read the Bible over and over again. But the day, the next year, a rabbi comes from Israel, the chief rabbi of Israel, comes to see Truman. And he's in the Oval Office, and he says to Truman, God put you in your mother's womb for that moment that you could say yes.
Yeah.
He said, like Cyrus.
Yeah.
And he starts opening the Bible, he starts reading to him the words of Cyrus, King Cyrus. Truman says, was I used for the purposes of God? Was I brought here for that? And he says, yes. And he says, and as long as Israel exists, they will remember your name. Truman breaks down and weeps in the Oval Office. Years later, he's speaking in New York City, and he says these words. He says, I am Cyrus. I am Cyrus. I mean, you know, amazing how God raises up even the president. I mean, for even American elections, all that comes at the same time. I'll share one more from that time, and we'll go to this one. But it's just so awesome. I think we touched on it. But amazingly, when Moses told Israel, talk about exact, he said, in the Jubilee and Ordinance, it's the first time God says to the whole nation, you shall return. Well, in Hebrew, when you write a year, you don't use numbers, you use letters. Every letter is a number.
Mm-hmm.
When you take the word, you shall return, it's one word in Hebrew. it adds up to a number that indicates, that points to a year, pinpoints the year in 1948. So all the way from Moses, it is, you shall return, is the year they return.
Yes.
You
know,
so, all right, so now if you go through the Jubilees and you go from, you have 1867, 1917, what's the next 50th year? 1967. Did anything happen? 1967 is the year that Israel the Six-Day War comes, yes, and they return to the ancient city of Jerusalem. Jesus can't come again until they're back in Jerusalem.
Right.
So it had to happen. They come in the year of Jubilee. But the amazing thing is, you know, there's so many things about this, but one of them is, we may have touched it, I'm not sure, but it's a mystery in the oracle called the Day of the Lions.
Yes.
And that is simply this, but that there's a prophecy in the Bible that says, on that day, God will fight for Jerusalem as a lion and a young lion, and he'll fight for that mountain. Well, that's what it says. Well, the way Israel got Jerusalem back is a commander circled the mountains of Israel. His name was Colonel Ben Ari. Ari means the lion. Then the man who sends the word to take Jerusalem, his name is Arik Regev. His name means the lion. The guy who gets the message is called Arik Achman. His name is the lion. He finally sends word to the Mount of Olives, where the paratroopers are waiting. Their commander is Bana Gor, a different name. Gor means the young lion. So they enter Jerusalem. The first two people to set foot are Gor and Arik Achman. Their names mean the lion and the young lion. The prophecy says that God will fight for that mountain as the lion and the young lion. They enter the lion's gate. I mean, because when the Lord comes again, he's coming as a lion. And I'll just share one more. There's so much, but I'll share one more. We may touch on, but it's so good. And that is that when the Israelis come back to the mountaintop, they hear the sound. It's the sound of the Jubilee. Wow. And why? Because there's a guy on the mountaintop sounding a shofar. Why? Not because he's trying to fulfill a prayer. He's just doing it. And the thing is, in the Jubilee, the land returns to its original state. What was the Temple Mount originally? It was the threshing floor that David bought. But in the Bible, it uses Hebrew, it says it was the Goren. The guy who is standing on the threshing floor, who's sounding the trumpet, is named Rabbi Goren, Rabbi Threshing Floor. And he was born in 1917, other year of Jubilee, and the name threshing floor also means the horn. His name means Rabbi Horn. So you gotta, let's get this, talk about a point in time.
Yes.
A child is born 1917, year of Jubilee. They name him threshing floor and horn. And his life is fulfilled when he's standing on the threshing floor in the year of Jubilee, blowing the horn. Only God could put that together.
You know, without a doubt.
Yeah.
1967.
Yes.
Wow.
So now, the one thing, Bill, that they didn't have when you come back in Jubilee is you get the legal right to the land.
Mm-hmm.
They never got that. The world refused to recognize Jerusalem. But that all comes to an end when Donald Trump, and this is why now Donald Trump is coming into the mystery,
right,
and you can see how even in our day and our time, we are watching the God of the Bible do his thing in our midst.
Without exception.
Yeah.
Exact to the moment.
To the moment.
To the moment.
Yes.
Here we are. And that seems to be the word of the day today, Jonathan.
Yeah.
This moment.
Yeah.
I mean, time and again.
This is the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Jonathan Kahn, author of The Oracle, best-selling, New York Times best-selling author and rabbi. And we're going to go a little bit deeper yet.
Right now.
Yes, exactly. We're going to bring you up to date right here on Bill Martinez Live. Just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. According to a new Bank of America survey, U.S. Hispanic entrepreneurs anticipate a year of robust expansion and growth. Revenue projections are at a four-year high, and many business owners are planning to expand, hire, and obtain financing in the year ahead. Bank of America executive Elizabeth Romero shares her perspective.
Hispanic entrepreneurs see the 2020s as a decade of opportunity. With a bright business outlook and an eye towards growth, business owners are making plans to invest in their businesses and setting ambitious goals for the decade ahead.
Looking to the future, 92% of Hispanic entrepreneurs believe the small business environment will strengthen in the next 5 years. Many have set goals to advance or grow their business in the new decade, such as increasing revenue, enhancing their digital presence, and entering new markets. For more information on the 2020 Hispanic Business Owner Spotlight, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com. That's newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middle middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're coming back at you. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn continues with us, New York Times bestselling author, leader of Hope of the World Ministry. His website to check out, hopeoftheworld.org. Okay, have you been chicken skinned enough? Okay. Lord have mercy. I'm telling you, we can laugh about it a little bit because some of this, yes, it can be fun, but by all means, it is very pondersome and very awesome, especially when you're talking about God.
Yeah.
Because this is all specifically, this is God's hand, God's purpose.
Yes.
The reminder to us, the clear reminder, without exception, that God's purposes will be fulfilled.
Yeah. That's, you know what, Bill, we're living in a world that's, our culture is trying to relegate God, try to say, that's the God of the Bible, has nothing to do with us, it's all stories. What the oracle is saying, whoa, the God of the Bible is alive and well, and in the same exact way he moved on kings and kingdoms, he's moving on the world, current events, presidents, American elections are even part of it, everything. He's as real, and even, I mean, not, as you said, not just generally real, it's specifically real, you know, in everything, things that have been affecting our lives to this day.
And the difference is God is exact, specific, same yesterday, today, and forever, but then these antithetical forces that are surrounding this noise, this white noise around, it is chaotic.
Yes.
And you know, like we talked about, what was happening, coincidental?
Yes.
Yeah.
We were talking about 1867 is all these things began. Same time you have Darwinism comes, communism is right around. Everything begins, you know, and then you 1917, you got World War. You got all these things, you know, and yet you have that. Look at the next, I mean, before even the Six-Day War, you got a war that was trying to annihilate Israel.
Yes.
The enemy wants to annihilate Israel. Yet through it fulfills Bible prophecy. You know who started the Six-Day War? the godless Soviet Union.
Yes.
You know, so, and now, for, look at the birth of Israel. What happened just before that? Hitler rises up, Satan is, I mean, totally satanic, to wipe away the Jewish people from the earth. Mm-hmm. Because the enemy knows it's about to happen. God, mm-hmm. If they go back to Israel, someone else is coming back to Israel, Messiah.
Exactly.
So it's always like that.
Right.
It's amazing.
I mean, it's like Herod again.
Yeah.
We're going to kill all the babies, right?
Pharaoh, Herod. And the enemy always tries to preempt God's purposes. So that's why we see these convergences. Absolutely. Then we were just talking about not only Six-Day War. You also have the craziness, Six-Day War. You have, that's 67. You got Summer of Love. You got Free Love. You got all these things happening. Vietnam. You got a craziness in the world.
The Jesus movement.
And yet, through it all, through in the midst of all those events, God, the God of the Bible, is fulfilling his ancient prophecies.
Amen.
And actually, and we were talking about this before, revival also happens. But also, Summer of Love begins June 1967. So does the Six-Day War. And more Jewish people get saved through all that than any time since the book of Acts.
Which we never hear about.
No.
Right.
No.
But you hear about today, right?
We got to hear about
this
it. That's
moment.
That's why you're on the air.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's right. Right. That's right. Yeah. So now we take this, we take the mystery, and we're going right up to here and beyond. Because it's really behind the past, the present, current events, and the future. Because this is, and our lives as well. This is the Jubilee and mystery. It's all about restoration. So what happens is that you take, in 1967, Israel comes back, but the world doesn't give any legal recognition, but the Bible says Jubilee has to happen. So, 50 years, count 50 years from 1967, where does it take you? 2017. Does anything happen concerning Jerusalem or restoration? Well, what happens is the king, in this case Donald Trump, I'm calling king biblically, but he issues the Jerusalem Declaration, which recognizes Jerusalem for the first time, gives the legal right of the return, first time that any president, first time any world leader, first time any world leader since ancient times.
Exactly.
That's how important. And the thing is, an amazing thing, because Bill, that every president, because Congress passed this, said do it.
Exactly.
Presidents refused to do it, but every president will do it. They didn't do it
because it was going to start a world war. Start another world
but
war.
But think about that. Mm-hmm. If they didn't do that, it would not have come out on the year of Jubilee.
Exactly.
So and now think about this. Now let me. This is so cool. You talk about exact times. Well, God, God had exact times when he raised up Cyrus. The whole world follows God. Even if it doesn't know it or try. He raised up Cyrus, and the Bible says that the king issued the declaration concerning Jerusalem at the end of a prophetic period of 70 years. So could that be in our time too? Well, what happens if you go back from 2017? Could Donald Trump have done it at the end of a prophetic 70-year period? Go back 70 years. It takes you to the year 1947, the very year Israel is voted back into the world by a resolution. So it goes resolution to resolution, 70 years. But it went deeper, Bill. When I looked at the Hebrew date that Israel was voted back, it was a Saturday night, which also is a Sabbath. We talked about that. Right. But if you take that and you count 70 years from the Hebrew date, and you get to the day that would constitute after 70 years, it pinpoints a day. It leads you to December 6, 2017. December 6 was the exact date that Donald Trump issued the declaration. 70 years to the exact date. And I'm sure Donald Trump was not studying the Hebrew of Leviticus like you do. And I'm sure he just said, hey, it's a good day, let me do it. But God is in charge. And this, then, not only that, so when the resolution in 1947 happened, 5 months later, Israel came back. What was in the resolution came true. Well, what happened 5 months later after this one? That's when the house, the embassy, was dedicated in Jerusalem. So what was spoken on the resolution came true. And actually, the resolution of Donald Trump follows the template of Cyrus's resolution. Cyrus says, I'm going to build a house in Jerusalem. Donald Trump says, I'm going to build a house in Jerusalem. Okay. But the thing is, so when did that come back? It came back, it was dedicated, the embassy, May 14th, 2018. 70 years to the day of the birth of Israel.
Wow.
So you don't have just one exactly. You got two. And this one, Bill, before we go, we'll go to the future. But we got it's just well, let me say this. If you and I were alive in 1947, and and the vote came, and we knew it, and we knew the mystery, we could have said, by the mystery,
yes.
70 years from now, a king will arise, a world ruler, to world power. And in his first year of power, like Cyrus, he will issue a declaration concerning Jerusalem. It all came true with Donald Trump.
Right.
Donald Trump, well, this is the other thing about this. We mentioned this, and it's God has a sense of humor, and God also is amazing.
Yes.
Every Jubilee, it's linked to the horn. You got to have a horn. You got to have a trumpet. So the last one, you got Rabbi Horn blows the horn in 1967. Well, now you got 2017 is the year of Jubilee. You got to have a horn. What does our president's name mean? trumpet. Trump the trumpet. God actually raises up a man called Trump. I mean, and he comes to power when year of Jubilee, he says, Trump will be lifted up in the year of Jubilee. The trump shall sound. The trump's been sounding ever since. Doesn't stop sounding. And when the trump sounds, it says the right of return goes back to the people who own it. He sounds and Jerusalem goes back, you know. And the amazing thing, you know, so that's why even our elections, you had to have an election in 2016 at the end so that this could be fulfilled exactly. In this year. And it doesn't, Trump had to win because it doesn't work for the Hillary to sound.
No, right.
Yeah, exactly. So,
well, Hillary would have been impeached and that would have been another story.
But so things that, Bill, when you look at this, amazingly, I won't go into the detail, but just one last thing before we go to the future. And that is that Donald Trump, and when I wrote the Oracle, I had to take back, on the day, I had to take back, and it sent me back the manuscript, I got to rework the manuscript because this wasn't even in it originally.
Oh, wow.
And that is that when Donald Trump was born, that day, that night was a Sabbath. So there was an appointed word for Donald Trump. Oh. And the amazing thing, Bill, the word actually has the mystery of his entire life. And it's like his entire, you know, a guy named Trump is waiting for the year of Jubilee, you know, and he didn't know it. But the thing is that when, I won't go into the word, it's in the book, but just to say that, when the guy who sounded the trumpet, Rabbi Horn, mm-hmm. the reason why he had the horn is he was reading the scripture that was appointed for the day of Donald Trump's birth. If you put that together.
Wow.
Now, the mystery.
Is Donald Trump aware of this?
No, yeah, I'm sure he's not, although there are people in the White House yes. Who have all these things, but you know, but pray that the Lord will make him aware. Because we may have
Because just like with Truman, the realization.
You're right.
That he was being used by God.
That's a fascinating point, because when you had Cyrus, you had Isaiah to say, hey, Cyrus, even though you didn't know, this God. When you had Truman, you had the rabbi from Israel saying, even though you didn't know, well, you do have this. You did have Netanyahu came to Trump, the leader of Israel, and
through the front door, by the way.
Yeah, and said, just like Cyrus, you did it. So that part was fulfilled. But there's so much to Donald Trump. But the thing is, now this is also about the future, where the Oracle has the mystery of where we are and where we're going, mm-hmm. Because it's all about it's the blueprint of the end times.
Exactly. Two and a half minutes left.
Okay.
So
all right. Sure. Well, I'll just say this. You know, the mystery of the end times, the blueprint is there, and that is the mystery of return. Everything is returning at the end to where it was at the beginning of the age. The Jewish people have returned to where they were. The world is returning to its pagan state, mm-hmm. But the church is to return to its original state, which is the book of Acts. God is calling us this hour, this moment. God is calling us. It could be our greatest moment. Even though the dark gets darker, mm-hmm. God is calling the light to be brighter. God is going to give the anointing of the apostles, the prophets. God is going to raise us in the same way. So those who will be great, this is the hour of greatness for those who will be great. So many will fall, but those who stand are going to be anointed for such a time as this.
The Nineveh moment coming.
The Nineveh moment. I believe that's why, Bill, we're in a crucial time right now. And ultimately, the mystery is the mystery of everyone's life who's right here. God has a destiny for your life. It's exact. It's a blueprint. And ultimately, the ultimate jubilee is that there's somebody else who's returning to his mm-hmm. possession. King is returning to his possession. When Messiah comes, it's going to be the jubilee. And this and heaven is our final home, is our ancestral possession. So the whole Bible. Revelation, all this. So this is for everybody who you're out there. This is for your life. God has a plan. And the Oracle also goes into how to take all this, the power of the Jubilee, and live it in your life. Apply it for restoration, for power, for such a time as this.
Exactly. And again, understanding when we talk about God's plan, it's not theoretical. It's not general. It's just like everything you've laid out here and you've laid out in your books.
Yes.
It is moment by moment.
And there's a moment for your life right now, and you're an appointed destiny. If I can, Bill, just say where they can get it.
Yes,
the Oracle
please.
Is everywhere. You can get the Oracle everywhere, online, Amazon, every place, Walmart, everywhere there are books, you can get the Oracle.
And
even to people who don't know the Lord, too.
Amen. And you need to read this book, because what this will do in sealing your faith and raise you up for a time such as this, because I guess we're all Esthers at this point, aren't we not?
We have to be.
We really do.
For such a time as this.
Amen. And, of course, we're linking the book on our website, as always, at BillMartinezLive.com. Jonathan Kahn, awesome. Thank
as
you.
Always.
I love you, brother.
I love you, too, man. Yeah. And I will accept Chicken Skinner as a title of honor.
Exactly.
God bless you.
Jonathan Kahn here on Bill Martinez Live.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is